and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his effort to shore up support for Western allies with a visit to Canada.
Zelensky will address the Canadian Parliament Friday. It comes a day after he met with President Biden and members of Congress, delivering an upbeat message on the war's progress. But he did not address a joint session. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy explaining.
Zelensky asked for a joint session. We just didn't have time. He's already given a joint session.
McCarthy's dealing with a hard right flank in the Republican Party, some of whom have been raising questions about ongoing U.S. aid to Ukraine. Zelensky's visit to Canada is his first since Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Afghans who recently arrived in the U.S. got temporary legal status from the Biden administration. More from VOA's Alexis Stroh.
The Biden administration is giving temporary legal status to Afghan migrants who have already been living in the country for a little over a year. The Department of Homeland Security says in its Thursday announcement that the decision to give temporary protected status to Afghans who arrived after March 15, 2022, and before September 20th, 2023, would affect roughly 14,600 Afghans. This status does not give them a path to citizenship. It's good until 2025, when it will have to be renewed again. But it does protect them from deportation and gives them the ability to work in the country. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A sweeping bribery case brought against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez includes allegations that he took cash and gold in exchange for interfering in a criminal case against a New Jersey real estate developer. The indictment says that Menendez pestered the U.S. attorney for New Jersey and another top federal prosecutor about a bank fraud case involving his friend and a developer. This is VOA News. Kenya will lead a multinational effort of 1,000 soldiers to help restore peace in Haiti, an issue addressed this week at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. VOA's Catherine Persuti.
But the idea of a UN multinational force worries some New York Haitians who remember the 2010 Napalese UN force that brought cholera to their country.
The gang violence is resonating in Haiti, and Haitians created it, so we need to fix it ourselves.
The thing that's going on with the country, with there's no safety, especially after the president got assassinated, so nobody really feels safe.
The Security Council is expected to vote next week on sending the multinational force from Kenya to Haiti. Carolyn Persuti, VOA News at the United Nations.
Planet Earth is about to receive a special delivery. It's the largest sample yet from an asteroid. AP correspondent Norman Hall tells us more.
A NASA spacecraft will fly by Earth on Sunday and drop off what is expected to be at least a cup full of rubble it grabbed from the asteroid Bennu, closing out a seven-year quest. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft launched from Cape Canaveral in 2016 and reached asteroid Bennu in 2018. The sample capsule will parachute into the Utah desert as its mothership flies to another asteroid encounter. NASA recovery manager Mike Moreau says the drop-off, about a third of the way to the moon, is no small feat.
That's like kicking like 120,000-yard field goal.
Scientists hope to uncover some of the solar system's secrets on the sample's vacuum from Bennu's surface. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. federal government is heading toward a shutdown that will disrupt many services, squeeze workers, and royal politics. It comes as Republicans in the House, fueled by hard-right demands for deep cuts, force a confrontation over federal spending. While some government entities will be exempt, others will be severely curtailed. Social Security checks, for example, will still go out. But federal agencies will stop all actions deemed non-essential, and millions of federal employees, including members of the military, will not receive paychecks. The shutdown will begin October 1st if Congress is not able to enact a funding spending plan. There's more at voanews.com. Again, that's voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.